Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. Later today at Aqueduct, the New York Racing Association will run the Artie Schiller Stakes for three-year-olds and up at a mile on the turf. That's why we are taking a moment to look back at the racing career of that former Breeders' Cup mile winner whose story ranks as one of redemption. Foaled on April 23, 2001 in Kentucky, Artie Schiller was a bay colt by leading turf sire El Prado out of Grade 1 winner Hidden Light. Offered from the consignment of Mill Ridge Sales as agent, he sold at Keeneland's September yearling sale in 2002 for $67,000 to William Entenmann, the former president and CEO of the baked goods company, which bears his name and whose products are sold in supermarkets and other major retailers across the United States. Being a businessman at heart, Entenmann, who raced under the name Timber Bay Farm, began assembling his team. For starters, he wanted a partner on the colt, and so he chose his daughter, Denise Walsh, to share ownership. For his trainer, he selected Jimmy Jerkins, a New Yorker and son of Hall of Fame conditioner Alan Jerkins, with Jimmy having just snagged his first career Grade 1 triumph earlier that season with the female sprinter Celtic Melody. And the colt would need a name. So Mr. Entenmann chose the name of a childhood friend from Bayshore, Long Island, a man who was by now 80 years of age and battling cancer. The man's name, Artie Schiller. With jockey Richard Migliore on board, the equine Artie Schiller made his debut as a juvenile in a turf sprint at Belmont Park in July of 2003. He rallied from last to win by a neck. He would add an allowance victory 2 months later, followed by a stakes placing on the turf at Belmont, and then a fourth place finish on the dirt in the Grade 2 Remsen Stakes at Aqueduct. It was a respectable two-year-old campaign. In 2004, as a three-year-old, Artie Schiller began to roll. On Preakness weekend at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, he scored his first stakes victory by taking the Woodlawn Stakes at a mile and a 16th on the turf. A few weeks later, on Belmont Stakes weekend in New York, he got his first graded triumph with a win in the Grade 3 Hill Prince at a mile and an eighth on the inner turf course at Belmont Park. Now clearly emerging as a turf specialist, Artie Schiller posted a runner-up effort to Kitten's Joy at a mile and a quarter in the Virginia Derby, followed by a victory as co-highweight and as even money favorite in the Grade 2 National Museum of Racing Hall of Fame Stakes at Saratoga. Then, on September 26th, he added a win in the Jerome Handicap at Belmont as the 1-5 favorite while carrying top weight of 123 pounds, drawing clear by 5 lengths and setting an inner turf course record for a mile and a 16th of 1 minute 45.5 seconds. He ran the final 8th mile that day at a blistering 11.41 seconds. But all of that was forgotten 1 month later, when Artie Schiller finished 12th as the 7-2 favorite in the Breeders' Cup Mile at Lone Star Park in Texas. Some blamed jockey Migliore, saying the colt got a rough trip. But others said that wasn't fair, and that really it wasn't clear exactly what had gone wrong. Artie Schiller would return to the races in April of 2005 in the Grade 2 Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky. He would have a new jockey in Edgar Prado. Artie Schiller was returning from a 5.5 month layoff and was facing a field which included 6 other graded stakes winners. And he would use a final furlong that day in 11.68 seconds to draw clear for the victory. Artie Schiller was back, or so it seemed. In the Dixie Stakes at Pimlico, he lost by a nose as the odds-on favorite. In the Manhattan Handicap at Belmont Park, he lost by a half length, again as the favorite. The decision was then made to put Migliore back in the saddle, and Artie Schiller responded with a win in the Grade 2 Bernard Baruch at Saratoga. Following a runner-up effort by a head in the Grade 2 Kelso Handicap at Belmont while conceding 8 pounds to the winner, Artie Schiller was ready for another try at the Breeders' Cup Mile. This time, the race would be held at Belmont Park, where he had won 4 times in 7 attempts. The jockey would be Garrett Gomez, substituting for an injured Migliore who had broken his leg in the Belmont paddock just 9 days earlier. The date was October 29, 2005. Artie Schiller was the second choice at odds of 5-1, and in the final furlong that day, he would chase down 6-5 favorite La Voix de Sanamo to win by 3/4 of a length. Having redeemed himself from the disappointing effort 1 year earlier, Artie Schiller was now a Breeders' Cup winner. Following 3 more starts in 2006, Artie Schiller was retired to stallion duty with a record of 10 wins in 22 starts and earnings of $2 million. a sire of Grade 1 winners we miss, Artie, My Conquistadori, and Bowie's Hero in the U.S., he now stands in Australia, where he has sired Group 1 winners Laserhawk and Flying Artie. And even though he now resides in the Southern Hemisphere, the New York Racing Association still remembers Artie Schiller, as the race named in his honor goes to the post later today at Aqueduct. And we remember him too, as the winner of the Breeders' Cup Mile at Belmont Park some 16 years ago. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.